This is a segment from The Annex, an academic sociology-themed podcast. For more, visit us on the web at theannexpodcast.com. So let's get started. What's been lighting up my Twitter feed is a lot of angry people who are mad about an experiment that's happening on Twitter. It's been the rage of the past couple days. Twitter recently announced that they're experimenting with an expanded, is it 280 character tweet?
Yep.
It doubles the size of the constraints that have governed the practice of tweeting since its inception. And there's a lot of angry people. A lot of people don't like the idea, but I read the rationale for doing it, and it's actually kind of intriguing. So what they're doing is they're arguing that the traditional 140 character limit is a stronger constraint on some languages than others. And they use the example of Japanese tweets. Apparently, the Japanese very rarely run up against the 140 character wall. It's like 0.4% of all Japanese tweets hit that wall, whereas 9% of English language tweets do. And it boils down to the fact that I guess you can just say more with fewer characters in written Japanese. And so what they're arguing is that there's sort of a longer right-hand tail to an English language brief. I say that in quotation marks, brief expression of ideas. 140 is ample in Japanese, but there's that constraint. And I guess that's what they're trying to manufacture. Gabriel, I know Leslie isn't on Twitter.
Yeah, thank God for her.
Yeah, I'm a Twitter virgin, yeah.
Well, we keep on bringing it up just about every week, and then we say that we can't really recommend that you do it, because it's like basically recommending a friend start drugs.
Oh, not just drugs. I mean, we're not talking weed, we're talking crack.
I know. All the cool kids are doing it, I know, but I don't know.
All the cool kids are doing it and getting nothing out of it. And Corey, I know you're on Twitter as well, right?
I am.
Any feelings about this 280 character expansion?
It seems to have riled people up in a way that I'm kind of surprised by, because I feel like a lot of the people who are the most upset are the same people who have these like crazy threads that are like 30 tweets long, right? And so I don't really get what's the complaint. I mean, but actually hearing you give this justification is actually infinitely more fascinating, because it sounds a little bit like Twitter is saying, oh, the oppressed English speakers are going to finally be freed up, which is so crazy. I wonder if that's really just like what they decided on was going to be the most viable pitch to this. Like, okay, this is what people can get behind. We're going to do this anyway, but what can we sell it with? And that was what won, which is,
What do you think?
I'm just looking forward to it, because it means now I don't have to learn Japanese, which is going to be a lot of free time. So I don't know. I mean, it kind of like Corey was saying, it's like, you know, you had people threading tweet storms, you had people screenshotting text, and it's kind of like people were already breaking the limit. Now you can just do it, you know, within the API, and so it's full text searchable and all that sort of stuff. I would like it, actually, if the first 140 show up in the feed, and then if you click on it, it expands to 280 or 500 or whatever. It would be nice to kind of have that middle ground where you don't have to truncate it. So if there's something where you need the space, you can use it. But there's still kind of a tax, right? So not a hard ceiling, but a tax would be, on verbosity would be my preference.
I think it's a really cool idea. I guess we're going to see what happens.
For more, visit us on the web, theannexpodcast.com.